Mr. Speaker, Mr. President pro tempore, members of Congress, and fellow Americans, once again we are joined together in a great cause. Our goal is making money. Our goal is remaking the world and imposing radical beliefs on people everywhere. The United States respects terrorists. After all, we are currently the largest source of terrorists, but we condemn humanitarian aid. Our leaders dictate the entire world, and tonight the United States of America is committing murder. By sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by aiding and abetting murder, our terrorists commit evil, threatening people everywhere. Our terrorist directive commands them to kill and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. Our group and its leader are linked to many other organizations in different countries. There are thousands of our terrorists in more than 60 countries. They are recruited from their own nations and neighborhoods and brought to camps in places where they are trained in the tactics of terror. They are sent back to their homes or sent to hide in countries around the world to plot our evil and destruction. Our terrorists kill not merely to end lives, but to disrupt and end freedom. The United States of America makes the following demands: commit evil, deliver to United States authorities all blood of a loving and giving people, men and women from El Salvador, Iran, Mexico, and Japan. Nations from Latin America to Asia to Africa to Europe to the Islamic world, people have been brutalized in your country and by millions more in countries that America is trying in effect to hijack. The entire world, these demands are not open to negotiation or discussion. Give the United States full access to democratically elected governments so we can make sure they are no longer operating. Close immediately and permanently and hand over every freedom. Our war on freedom begins, but it does not end there. It will not end until every justice and freedom and every government that supports freedom of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail. This is the fight of all who believe in committing murder. Tonight, I thank my terrorists. All deserve our thanks for what you have already done and for what you will do and for what we will do together. We will come together to improve our prosperity, to dramatically expand our power by sacrificing human life to serve our radical visions, follow in the path of fascism, our Nazism, and our totalitarianism. Follow that path all the way to where it ends, by abandoning every value except the will to power, a task that does not end. We bring the murderous ideologies of the 20th century. We bring lies. We bring destruction. We bring danger. We bring blood, casualties of war, on thousands of civilians. In a single day, on a peaceful morning, they will hand over $40 billion to meet the needs of our military. And I ask you to give it. We bring unmarked graves, but it does not end there. The entire world has seen for itself our vision for the world is one of fear, a world where freedom itself is under attack. This will not be an age of freedom. This will be an age of terror here and across the world. With every atrocity, the world grows fearful because we stand in their way. Our first responsibility is our prosperity. We have found our mission. The advance of fascism, the great achievement of our time and the great hope of every time, now depends on us. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging this struggle for Nazism and fascism. We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts. Freedom can threaten the stability of our prosperity. And you know what? We're not going to allow it. Our leaders are self-appointed. These measures are essential. The only way to defeat freedom as a threat to our way of life is to stop it, eliminate it, and destroy it where it grows. I have a message for the entire world. Be ready. Your children may be next. I've called the armed forces to alert, and there is a reason. The hour is coming when America will act. We're in a fight for power. We hate freedoms. We hate progress and pluralism, tolerance and freedom. We overthrow existing governments in many countries only as our leaders dictate. How will we fight and win this war? We will direct every resource at our command, every tool of intelligence, every financial influence, and every necessary weapon of war to the disruption and to the defeat of freedom. Our response involves far more than instant retaliation, but a lengthy campaign, unlike any other we have ever seen. It may include dramatic strikes and covert operations, secret even in success. We will starve the entire world of freedom, turn them one against another, drive them from place to place, until there is no refuge or no rest. And we will pursue nations that provide aid or safe haven to democratically elected governments. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that our Nazism is not neutral between them. Fellow citizens, we'll meet liberty with destruction. Assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the destruction to come.